Father, it is my prayer at this time that the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart, the hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, we are a very blessed people, aren't we? Amen. I consider myself to be extremely blessed, although based on my wobbliness, you might be kind of wondering about that. But still, you know, even in hardship, I'm blessed, and we are blessed. A few weeks ago, when I had mentioned that I lost my job, Robin reminded me that I made a statement of the fact that I didn't expect it to rain money. Well, the following day, it was Monday, I believe, I got a letter from the IRS. Who loves to get mail from the IRS? We got a letter from the IRS informing us of the fact that we had screwed up on our taxes last year. We overpaid them $1,000, and here is a check. How often do you get a check from the IRS admitting, ooh, you made a mistake in our favor. Here's the money back. And while I did make the mistake, if I had had that $1,000 back at tax time, it would be all gone by now. But now that I need it, here it is. I'm blessed. God watching out for the McRoberts family. As we've been going through the 23rd Psalm, we come to what's really the last part. And the last part really talks about blessing. The psalmist says, you anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You anointed my head with oil. Anointing is something that the modern church has really kind of gotten away from in a lot of respects. But I'm personally a big fan of anointing. You know, we in our church we do a good amount of anointing. I have with me a little vial of anointing oil that I carry around with myself for times when I need it. Now what the anointing oil is, it's olive oil that's got some frankincense and myrrh in it. Gives it a nice little scent. And now you might ask, what does it do? Well, anointing oil is really it's really very symbolic. You know, we use this as a symbol, as a representation, as a reminder of the presence of the Holy Spirit. I mean, just as when we have communion is meant to represent the body and blood of Christ. There's nothing magical in the communion. There's nothing magical in the anointing oil. It just reminds us. But we are told sometimes in Scripture that to use the oil, and we use that as a sign of obedience. You know, in the book of James, it tells us that when someone is sick or injured, to go to the elders of the church, and they will pray over them and anoint them with oil. And this anointing is done as a blessing. It's meant to bless. When you pray over the sick, you are blessing the sick. Other times it's used, for example, when a king was crowned in Israel. You know, when David became king, he was anointed as a sign of blessing, as a sign of God's favor over him to be king of Israel. Jesus the Christ, even in not his name, but the title Christ means anointed. It means blessed. It means set aside. It means set apart for something. So when someone is given this blessing, when someone is anointed, they're also not just being blessed and not just receiving the favor of God, but they're being set aside for something special. David was set aside to be king. That was what he was there for. That was the plan that God had for his life. Sometimes we're fortunate enough to know what the plan for our life is. Sometimes we're not so fortunate. But we know that there is a plan for us. God has something in mind for us. And as we're going through as we've been going through the 23rd Psalm, I'll remind you that we're not asking here for God to bless us. We're not asking for God to anoint us. We are confirming the fact that he has. We are saying in our faith, that he has anointed our heads with oil. Our cup overflows. That's how blessed we are. We're so blessed that we can't hold all of the blessings. As I often say in prayer, that we're so blessed, we're spoiled. We forget to say thank you. We forget sometimes, don't we, to thank God, because maybe we're just starting to expect it. I mean, who said thank you when you opened your eyes this morning and got out of bed? Who thanks God for the new day? You were never promised today. I'm grateful for the day. I'm grateful for any day I open my eyes and can get out of bed. I don't always want to, but I am always grateful for that. To be so blessed. As I said, I wasn't expecting money, especially from the government. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. God gives us so much that is good. He provides for us so much that is good all the days of our lives. Even in our hardship, we are blessed. You know, even as I'm not feeling so well today, but I'm still blessed in ways I can't imagine. I've still got the strength to stand, and I've still got the strength to preach the gospel, even though there have been a few times today I've thought about not coming. I still have that strength, and I'm still blessed to be able to do this, and I know and I am thankful that God has given me the strength to stand today. When Daniel was in the lion's den, he was still blessed. When Adam and Eve were being thrown out of the Garden of Eden, they were still blessed. When Joseph was in prison in Egypt for a crime he didn't commit, he was still blessed. When the Apostle Paul was in prison for preaching the gospel, he was still blessed. Even in these hardships, even in those hard times, even in our hard times, whatever they may be, we are still blessed. In our sickness, we are still blessed. In our poverty, we are still blessed. In our hunger, we are still blessed. In our wanting, we are still blessed. In our loneliness, we are still blessed. Because God is always with us. He is always watching out for us. He is always watching over us. He is always taking care of us. He provides for us the things that we need. He blesses us without measure. We remember. If we remember back to the fact of where we are at this particular stage of the psalm, where it says that our cup overflows, we need to remember that we are seated at the table of our enemy. That's where our cup is overflowing, in front of the enemy. And where that enemy is the devil, boy, is he mad. Boy, is he mad at our blessings. And where that enemy is someone in our lives who is other than a Christian, maybe it helps them to want what we have. It helps us to bless them. That is how blessed we are. Our cup overflowing. We can share that blessing with other people. We have that opportunity. Goodness and love will follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It is important for us to remember that this is not a petition. It's a statement of our faith, a statement of fact. When we feel down and low, our cup is still overflowing. When we feel that we have nothing, our cup is still overflowing. Where the pessimist says, my cup is half empty, and the optimist says, my cup is half filled, we Christians, our cup is overflowing. They're missing half of it. It doesn't matter how you say it. They're missing half. We have it all, and we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's why he came. What greater blessing is there than that? We have forgiveness. And if that was the only blessing I ever received, then certainly my cup is still overflowing, because I certainly don't deserve any of that. I don't deserve any of the forgiveness I've received. I don't deserve any of the goodness I have received. I don't deserve any of the love I have received, and yet they follow me all the days of my life. As a man of faith, I say with strength, here I stand, not strong in body, but strong in faith. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Not a question, not a request, a statement of fact, as far as I'm concerned. My faith is strong enough for that. I know I am blessed. Even when I don't feel it, I know it. And sometimes we don't feel it, but we need to know we are blessed beyond measure. Maybe that's what it means to be blessed beyond measure, more than the measuring cup can hold. We have no way of counting our blessings. There's a song, isn't there? Count your blessings. We did that, was that last week? I don't remember. You can't count them. There's too many. It's just not just a matter of running out of fingers and toes. There's just too many blessings for us to even know we've received. I remember hearing the story about a man who died and was in heaven with the Lord, and the Lord was taking him on a little tour, and he took him to the warehouse district. He said, I'd like to show you something over here. And he's the man says, well, what is it? And he says, this is the warehouse that represents all the blessings I've given you in your life. And he opened it up and looked inside, and he could see just this huge warehouse filled with the blessings he had received. And looking back at it, he was just overjoyed with the blessings he had received. And he expressed his thanks. He said, thank you so much, Lord, for blessing me so richly in my life. He said, that's nothing. And he took him over to the warehouse next door, which was even bigger than anything he'd ever seen. And his name was on the door. He said, well, what's this warehouse? Is this the rest? And the Lord says, these are the blessings you never got. I wanted to give you these, but you didn't get them. Sometimes we don't get all the blessings that we got coming to us, but the fact of the matter is we're still blessed beyond measure. If we knew everything he wanted to give us, we'd take it. But sometimes there's more. We do need to seek out blessing. We do need to seek out this anointing. We have so much, and there is always more coming. Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
The benediction is the good and final word, and the good and final word for us today is blessed, which is what we are, and we're going to be blessed some more. I know I wasn't able to bring communion today, but I've got something else. At the end of the service, I'm going to stand by the door where I always am, and as you come by, I would like to anoint you as a reminder of the fact that God has set you aside for a special purpose. And as a reminder of the fact that you have been and will continue to be blessed. If you do not want to receive an anointing, let me know. But otherwise, I'm just going to assume you want it, because everybody likes to be blessed. I know I like to be blessed. So this service is over, and your service will now begin. Go from this place, and I'll bless you at the door. Amen.